Hey everyone, it's Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, The Rise of the Micro Brands. Lunch with Norm. You know, it's pretty bad when you almost miss your own podcast. I was running late. I got everybody here. And anyways, I'm here. I was the cause of this running a little bit late today. Sorry, everybody. But today we got a really a great episode about mentorship. And I've got a buddy of mine who's also a partner of mine, Tim Jordan, who's my partner at Private Label Legion Centurion Group. But a lot of people know him as the host of AMPM Podcast. And with Tim, we're going to be talking to a bunch of people. Tom and Cindy Norton, Mark Kuntz, Josiah Graves, Andrea Checkett, and Roz Cooper. And we're just going to be going through their experience, what they found by networking and working with a mentor, what it meant to them, and how they could scale their business. So, Kelsey, where are you, sir?
Hi, welcome. Welcome, everyone. I know it's a little strange being on a Thursday, but yeah, we're going to make it work. It's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a great episode. So yes, if you're new to the show, you can find us all over YouTube. We got our highlights, our full episodes. You can just go over to the Norman Farrar YouTube channel. That's where everything is. And of course, if you're new, I really recommend joining the Facebook group, Lunch with Norm, Amazon FBA, and E-Commerce Collective. That's where all the good stuff is. That's where you have contact with me and Norm. You can ask your questions. We like to have some fun over there. And you get to be a part of the community. And one quick note, if you're watching from Norm's personal Facebook page, we are not able to use your comments. The software we use doesn't let us use those comments. So we're not ignoring you. Just head over to the Lunch with Norm Facebook page or the group, or even the YouTube, and it should be fun.
All right, and like usual, Kelsey wasn't doing his job, so remember to smash the likes, subscribe, right. Follow us, do what he normally says and he forgot to do today. But, you know, you still get paid, right? Not very much, but, you know, I'll buy a lunch or something with Norm or Dad. You can call it Dad. All right, everybody, sit back, enjoy the show. This is kind of not what we normally do. Special episode, enjoy it. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, enjoy the show. Welcome everybody. And they're all here. Look at that.
There we go.
All right. Man, oh man. Yeah, a motley crew.
Now, big question. I thought we were supposed to bring lunch. So
you did.
Chick-fil-A does not sponsor this show, but I'm like sitting here smelling this lunch and feeling bad, the only one eating.
No. Go ahead. Yeah, you go ahead.
All right.
So we got a bunch of people here. And the reason why I wanted to do this, I wanted to bring Tim on and to talk a little bit about mentorship. And then I wanted to talk with everybody about what mentorship meant to you, what you're doing, how you're using it to build your business. So why don't we start off with Tim, sir?
All right. So is there like a specific question you have for me? How does mentorship change or like trajectory business? Is that kind of it?
Hey, does your voice get on your nerves too?
Yes, it does. Sorry.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about mentorship. Why did you start Private Label Legion Centurion League?
So when I got started with e-commerce, it was not something I was familiar with. I knew nothing about, you know, running a business. And I quickly figured out that I sucked at most of it, right? Most everything I was trying to figure out how to do, I didn't know how to do. But I actually started this path of like mentorship and community at a conference, the first e-commerce conference I went to. And that conference had a small Facebook group for the attendees. And I had this crazy idea. I got to the hotel there in Orlando and I typed in the Facebook group. I said, hey, the first 10 people that respond to this, I'll buy you a steak dinner tonight. And 10 strangers responded. And I said, okay, I got to buy steak dinners for all these guys. And it was at a restaurant there at the hotel, at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel. Not Opryland, Gaylord Orlando. You know what I mean? So these 10 people all met. We all shook hands for the first time. Some turned out to be amazing friends. Some turned out to be business partners. And the thing that I realized was, hey, these people are struggling with the same things I am, trying to learn the same things. And instead of all of us trying to figure it out on our own, why don't we use wisdom of others? And then I can share the things that I've learned then, right? So that kind of started me down this path of like, hey, we're better together, right? And find people who are smarter than I am, and maybe I can pitch in a little bit here and there as a trade. So moving about 3 years down the road, we started an online community, the Private Label Legion, and with the theme of like, we're all marching together, you know, kind of cheesy, and people like Andrea still make fun of me for my cheesiness. and then I had these people telling me consistently, hey, you need to start like a coaching program. And I said, nah, I don't want to do a course. I don't want to do a, you know, that's the, and then I quickly realized, hey, there's actually value in consolidating people and putting together and having a small group kind of mastermind. And we set things up later to become what's known now as the Centurion League, which everybody here is a member of. And what was amazing about it is, even though it still really isn't profitable at all, it's so valuable for me because I get to share a few of the things that I know, but I learn massively, right? And not just learn, but like I connect. Like I have people on this screen right now that like I'm going on vacation with, literally. I have people on this screen right now that like I've learned personal things about that encourage me. I have people on the screen right now that are like doing amazing things that when I have a discouraging day or if I have, you know, stress or anxiety, like I know I could reach out to them and say, hey, make me stop being, you know, an idiot and worrying about this thing I shouldn't be worried about, or watching their story or watching their success and getting excited for them, right? I think e-commerce people think is a lonely world, and it can be, but it's full of amazing people, amazing entrepreneurs. And I did this. And unless you that are listening, you know, don't do this, you know, and that is actively go out and find friends, mentors, communities, camaraderie, partnerships. I think you're going to leave a lot on the table when it comes to fun, when it comes to the speed in which you can grow, and when it comes to the ultimate success that you're going to have in the long run.
Thanks, Tim. And one of the things I really want to stress is that we're not pushing any one particular mentoring group or service. We think this is important. We think networking is important. We think masterminds are important. And on I Know This Guy podcast, which some of you may know, every one of these successful business people, celebrities, musicians, anybody who's been on, they all have one thing in common, and that's a mentor. And I'm talking about people that are billionaires having mentors, all the way from the person just getting into business to that all the way up. You know, it's all about getting to have that, I call it a safety valve, you know, when you're like Tim was saying that when you're having one of those days, Amazon shuts down your account, Shopify is doing something to you, Walmart's doing something to you, who do you turn to? You know, or if you're just having a crappy day, you know, okay, good. But anyway, I thought that was important. This was happening the other day, and it was just like a crap day. And, you know, just turning over and being able to talk to Tim or talk to whoever. And all of a sudden it was, okay, it's not so bad of a day. I was able to solve the issue at hand and, you know, kind of move on with the day at a very quick pace. Also, what I really liked, what Tim was talking about is it's not one person in a mentoring, it's sort of in a group mentoring profile or in a mastermind. It's the group. Everybody on this call right now, you can learn from every single person. And if you have a really active and engaged group, let's say a Facebook group, man, you wouldn't believe the comments and the amount that you can learn and become an expert. It's really important that, you know, if you're going to get into a business, that you become an expert in the business. And if you don't know where to turn, you at least know where to find the answers. And that's one of the benefits that I've always found. And people know me for that. People know me for my network. And that's why I Know This Guy podcast. And then, you know, for this podcast. But why don't we go around the room and, so Tom and Cindy. So tell us a bit about yourself, what you're doing on your e-com journey, and what the mentoring has done for you.
So we have been married 35 years, 3 kids, 4 grandbabies. We each had, you know, day jobs that we were out of the home 8 to 10 hours a day, every day. And when we looked into, you know, what are we going to do to maybe pull the plug on that? And even though we don't like to say we have an Amazon business, but we looked to Amazon to say, is this doable? And we went directly into private label when we started that journey. And the first year or so, I hated it. I didn't like it. I didn't like the group that we were with. And I didn't realize what was missing until we went to our very first ASD convention and met people with, you know, you could talk to about this e-commerce platform, and they didn't look at you with the glossed over eyes. And I didn't realize that it was like community that we were missing, like-minded people that we could talk with and, you know, gain information from them that we could then share with other people as we grew.
Tom.
Well, yeah, you know, to that point, what Cindy kind of went off of, when we started with courses, a course. And, you know, to work backwards, it's been good and bad. That course wasn't really very good. It kind of sucked us up for about a year and a half, and we really didn't get any traction. But to kind of just go off what Cindy said as well, it's the idea of having a community and having people you communicate with, learning. You know, we got to meet, you know, so many great people. Another one was SellerCon here, you know, I think in 2019, last time they had it. Great. We got to meet a lot of people. And we found that in meeting people, we've got a lot of people that we've been able to bounce things off of and learn from, and mentors, you know, kind of like you, Norm. We met you face to face finally last February, San Francisco.
Was that the first time?
I think we sat down and visited. And it was great, you know, it was just a chat and a wrap. But the idea is learning from people that have been there. And, you know, for us, you know, I always say we're dated, but we're motivated. But learning, to be able to learn, though, the ins and outs of this has been fantastic for mentorship for us, from guys like you, you know, Jordan, Tim Jordan, and, you know, a lot of folks in the Facebook group that are way more knowledgeable than us. So mentorship for us has been fantastic, and it continues to be. Even though we're old, we still need mentors for sure.
I started this whole mentor journey when I had hair. And that's a long time ago.
We're dated. I don't know.
So I look at becoming an expert almost like in the martial arts. You take a course, you're a white belt. You're learning, you're making mistakes, you're kind of getting your positioning, you know, all set up. Then you think you know it all by the time you become a green belt. So you've done some discovery, you're listening to YouTube videos. Now you got some sales coming through and you're a black belt. But you realize at a black belt, that's only your starting point to learn. And that's when people, you can get into mentoring or group coaching or whatever it is, coaching direct. But it's so important that even if you think you know it all, you don't. I learn all the time. I know, like Tim and I talk about it all the time, you know, and we fail. And how do you fail to succeed? You know, and Tim and I had great conversations about this actually about a year ago. And yeah, it's like Tim, what are your thoughts? Like, how much have you learned from this group?
Oh, it's like, how much do I continue to learn from this group? It's actually humbling. And what, let me point on two things. One thing that Tom and Cindy said is they both said, hey, where the game was changed for them was like actually going to a physical event, right? I started off with, hey, where things changed for me was going to physical event. I know that we can't go to physical events today, but later this year we will. And the point is that, you know, right now there are so many opportunities digitally that you don't have to go to a physical event, but you need to get involved in these communities. And if you do that, you know, it's like one handshake, it's one person, it's one connection that can change everything for you. For me, Norm, what I'm learning is instead of trying to be a jack of all trades, I can be an expert at a couple things and figure out the rest with other people. So for me, I don't stress about how do I figure out how to manage chat flow. I don't care. I don't need to know because I have 10 people like that are close friends of mine that will easily like walk me through it in 10 minutes and set it up for me. Right? Like understanding not just that a group can teach you things, but that you can lean on a group, lean on a close-knit group, actually pull stuff off, encourage you. It's a game changer.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, it sounds like your Wi-Fi might be cutting out a little bit.
Okay. Just ignore me then.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Like usual. All right. So I'm going to throw it over to Mark. Mark's been on the podcast before and just with some amazing value that you were able to give us an insight into what you do. But Mark, what about you? Same question I gave Tom and Cindy.
Yeah, I don't know about how much insight I got but, or I gave, but I've been in it since I lost my first product in August and kind of started working my way in as a way to, I guess, replace some income. And yeah, things went pretty well. So I just last week actually launched my second ASIN, and you know, I'm on the right path. Let's put it that way. So I've got a lot of value out of the group, and you know, Amazon is the biggest thing about it. Amazon is like a moving target. You know, even in the, 6-7 months I've been in things, it's almost, you know, the stuff I learned at the beginning is almost obsolete now. So the group is just as great. It's, there's always so many people kind of putting their 2 cents. Hey, this is what worked for me. You know, and you think the opposite, but you know, it's worked for one person. Say, hey, I'll try it out. And, like the group is really great. We've got a lot of great people, Tom, Cindy, you know, Andrea, Roz, Josiah. There's a ton more that just have a lot of value, and it's just great. You learn from other people's experiences, and like I said, it's just a very valuable group.
Well, one of the things we forgot to do because Kelsey didn't do his job at the beginning was to offer the giveaway. And the giveaway this time is a 3-month subscription to the Centurion League. So anybody who wants the Centurion League, hashtag mentor, that's what it is. And, you know, it'd be really awesome if you tag 2 people that are listening right now. And that'll give you an extra entry into the giveaway today. That giveaway is worth about $600. So anyways, just wanted to say, give it a shot. Try it out. It's going to be worth it. You got nothing to lose, and it'll be amazing. You'll meet some amazing people. So hashtag, what did I say? Mentor. There we go. Okay.
Hey, Andrea. Norm, can I pause you for one second? Mark, I appreciate you talking about the value in our group, but I want to make sure everybody listening knows this is not a pitch fest for Centurion League. This is, you know, there are people that have left Centurion League because it wasn't a fit for them. My point is, like, go find something, go find a community, go find a mentorship. Like, all the guests on here are from Centurion League, myself included, just because that's our, that's kind of our inner circle. Those are our peeps, so to speak. But, just want to make sure everybody understands, like, there are a million ways to get organized and get involved with various communities.
Right. And just, one thing that pops up right now, Kevin King's got $1 billion summit next week. You know, that's going to be a really great virtual event. If you can go and check it out, it's not free. I don't have any bonus that I can give or any, you know, discount that I can give. If I can, I will. But, you know, we don't take any affiliates. And I really want to make sure that it comes across that this is not a pitch fest. This is strictly what is networking, you know, going to these events and building a business from this. I can't tell you how many businesses or how many sales have come through going and meeting somebody at an event or just through groups. So anyways, let's move on to Andrea. Andrea, hi, how are you?
Hi.
Okay, a little bit different question. Okay, mentoring, what it means to you, and also, what's something that you got out of the group that was a real advantage, a success?
Oh man, I feel put on the spot.
Yeah.
So I said it's not a pitch, but I hesitated even like coming on this podcast. I was like, we're going to let out the secret. Like it literally is like the best kept secret to be part of your guys' group. And it's one of the most like, because I've been part of other masterminds, it's the most accessible. I ask an insane amount of questions and they're actually answered. They're accessible people. It accelerates your growth. But as far as like one thing specifically that helped me, no, I can't think of one thing. I could give you a few. I'm trying to think of
when did you join? Was it at the very beginning of your journey or was it a bit later?
It was a few months into it. I think it was last April or May, maybe. So long enough to know that it's good.
Okay. So one thing, I just came in, Tim invited me to join the group. I don't know. It was about 2 months ago, maybe. Maybe it's longer now. But you were just doing a launch and you blew it up.
Yeah.
You had incredible success. And I mean, when I came in and I heard what you did during that time period, and I believe it was over a holiday. It was Black Friday, wasn't it?
It was right after that.
Yeah. Like it was, I would never have launched a product during it. And I'm listening to you doing this and I'm going, wow, that's incredible. So I thought that was really great when I heard you doing that. And just being able to take some of the advice that you heard, you know, from the Facebook group or from the actual live calls.
Yeah.
So
Yeah,
go ahead.
I feel like the biggest thing, like individually from you guys that I've gotten is like, Tim, it's kind of just do it already. Like just go out and do it. And he's really encouraged, like, and not like one, just like part of the group, just say like, stop thinking about it and just undo it, you know? And I feel like Norm with you, you've been so like, just shoot for the freaking moon, like think way bigger, get stuff off your plate. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's been the biggest thing generally that I've gotten from you guys.
Oh, great. All right, Josiah. How are you, sir?
Doing fantastic.
Great. So, you know, when I was talking to Tim, I'm still getting to know all the members in the group, and you got to talk to Josiah, you know, and it's okay. All right. Well, we're going to put him on here and put him on the spot. So same question I'm asking everybody else. What are you getting out of? When did you start your journey and what are you getting out of the group and what was your major success?
Okay. I'll just go back to straight out of high school. I started a construction company. And I was like 18 years ago now. So through my journey of learning that I didn't have a mentor, I didn't have anybody to show me the ropes business-wise, construction-wise. When I came across e-commerce and said, okay, this is something that, you know, I would like to try, like to do so that I can, you know, make that my future, you know, have that passive income in a sense. So when I look back at how long it took me to get from point A to point Z with construction and how long the growth took me, I'm like, I definitely want to have a mentor in my life and have someone that's going to be there to push me, to show me the ropes and help me not to make so many mistakes. And, you know, like Tim was mentioning, growth. So through the group, you know, it's been about a year now that I've joined, but I had complications when I tried to launch my first product, got shut down from a copyright infringement that really shouldn't have happened, but it took like 3 months to get that figured out, unfortunately. And so I launched my first product like November. But I've been on the journey for about 2 years as far as, you know, doing construction, but doing private label on the side. But I started out with, you know, RA, OA, retail arbitrage, online arbitrage, you know, that kind of stuff, just for anybody who doesn't know those terms are. So through the group, you know, I've had those things come across, and, you know, like their names, like Tom and Cindy have been, you know, just awesome. You know, I don't talk to them daily or weekly, but maybe like once a month I'll have a problem, or like I try to, you know, communicate with them, and they've been just super great because they've been doing it for a while. And, you know, that's the thing about the group is, like Andrea was mentioning, it's just having access to people that are like become your friends, become your family, and they're willing to spend some time and not charge you, not worry about like, you know, charging you $250 an hour to do a Zoom call or something like that, but just have time like to help you out with some issues. And that just comes with friendship. Like, obviously we all have to value our time. We all have, you know, a lot of us still have, you know, our day jobs. But having those people that you can connect with in the group and get over those obstacles, because you're going to have obstacles, even with mentorship, like Amazon's going to throw stuff at you. And because you have a mentor, there's still going to be problems, but at least you'll have someone there to, you know, help you not just implode. You can get past that and move to the next step. And then, you know, hopefully launch a second product and the third product, and eventually find that one that works for you. If you're lucky, like Andrea, you're going to launch like three in a row that are perfect and be good to go. But, you know, it's been a lot harder. I won't lie. It's been a lot harder than I thought it would be, because I think in the beginning, you look through the internet and you find all these people that say, oh, do this and you can make this kind of money and do this. And you know, and like, you can tend to buy into that. And you kind of tend to buy into that lie, essentially. So it was very important for me to, you know, find someone like Tim. I actually found him through watching the X Project, and like, I'm like, who is this Tim Jordan guy? And like started searching his name and found the Centurion League. And that's kind of how I stalked him down and joined the league. And I was like, you know, and so ever since then, like, I just loved him because he's a down to earth guy. And like,
the guy with the shorts.
Yeah. So, and he has, you know, a lot of connections, and he's willing to help anybody he can. But obviously, like I said, he's, you know, everybody's busy. So it's not like you can, you know, get 24/7 response from anybody. So don't expect that when you join a group. You know, you still have to like be respectful of people, that kind of thing. But,
yeah.
You know.
So one of the things, and anybody can pipe, I'm going to get to you, Roz, in just 2 seconds, but there is a difference I found with paid and free. Like, you can go on and you can go to a Facebook group and you can post your questions and it's going to be free. You can go and watch a few free YouTube videos. There's a complete difference when you get into a paid service. And Tim, I want you to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, and I'm going to veer off a little bit from that too, but I think that especially in any sort of money-making strategy, right? Any entrepreneurial thing, whether it's investing in real estate or selling on e-commerce or doing affiliate marketing, whatever, there's a ton of content out there that is specifically designed to get you to buy their content, pay for their content, and they have to make it sound easy, right? Hey, buy my course for $1,000 and you'll 10X your money in 2 months. And it's a bunch of bull crap, right? It just doesn't happen. So I think that people have been scared away from spending money on stuff, spending money on content, spending money on groups. So a lot of people have gone to these free groups. But the problem is there is no limit to who is in there. There's no filter to what type of content is being shared. There's no resources to actually monitor that and facilitate things, right? So just to give everybody an example of like, one of the reasons that I was very apprehensive about starting a group coaching program, one is I didn't think there was value in it. I thought no one's gonna sign up for this. Like, it's not one-on-one coaching. And to be honest, guys like me and Norm, we can't do one-on-one coaching. He and I have sat down and said, hey, if we were gonna do coaching per hour, what would we charge? And I think, Norm, the number you and I came up with to make it worth our time was $1,500 an hour or $1,200 an hour or something.
Yep.
Like that.
Well, that's right.
Like, I would have to charge that because that's the only thing that would get me excited enough to stop what I'm doing, right? So when I later figured out, hey, we can do a group coaching program where we have about 4 hours of Zoom calls a week, right? But it's scalable. We can add more people. And the other thing that spawned off of that was, you know, we keep talking about mentors, and what I think about right now is that everybody on screen is a mentor to me, legitimately, right? And everybody who's talked already has mentioned the other members. Like, so what we've done is we've facilitated this group of mentors. It's not, hey, everybody comes in and follows Tim and Norm. No, if you guys did that, you'd probably be lacking a lot. But the friendships, the camaraderie, the other information that, that all the members share with themselves. So we could not do that if it weren't a paid group. Now, I said that the Centurion League itself is not profitable. It's because we have so much staff and infrastructure putting it together. So when we have memberships, we have the budget to create groups, to create, you know, monitoring, to create moderation, to be able to spend time in a workflow and process to attract guest speakers to come in, to be able to run our platforms where everything is recorded. Like right now, we probably have close to 450 hours of pre-recorded content for members, and it's all searchable. Nobody understands how much work it takes to actually put that together. Like, we have full-time employees. That's all they do is process data and information to make it accessible, right? So if you're not paying, one, it's not filtered, it's not moderated, but also I think you're lacking a little bit. So I'm not saying you guys need to go out and hit me and Norm up for, you know, 1 hour of coaching for $1,500. I'm saying don't do that. What I'm saying is if you can find a mentorship group that's, you know, a couple hundred bucks a month, as long as you're 10xing that value, you know, there's no reason not to do it. But there's definitely something there that free groups and free communities just don't have.
Great. Yeah. Now, Roz.
Roslyn.
How are you?
Hi. Yeah, I'm good. Good. Very early here in the morning. So, yeah, I'm Roz. I'm in Sydney in Australia. And I guess my background before I came into this was I've been an entrepreneur for probably nearly 30 years now. I was in the restaurant business, development and property development. And I just decided a few years ago, it was just, you know, a lot of staffing, and I wanted to find something that was a little bit more flexible. And I did a couple of stints in the corporate world as well. And the last one, my finance, and the last one I actually worked in was digital media, and that sort of led me to find out a lot about e-commerce, which I hadn't really looked into at all, hadn't discovered. Anyway, I soon realized it was a good vehicle to be able to build a business and actually have a business that, is flexible, doesn't have all those staffing dramas. You know, you can sort of work it in with your lifestyle, with the family and whatnot. So that was probably about 2 years ago I started looking into that, and really took the plunge and went to India because I really wanted to do homewares, and they're really great in India at, you know, they do that extremely well. And that's where I met Tim. And I actually joined the Private Label Legion quite a while after I got back from India. I was planning on going to one of the conferences in the US, and then it all got shut down with COVID, and it was Tim's conference, and I reached out to him and I said, oh my God, I'm so upset, I can't go to this conference. Like, I am a bit of a conference junkie. I love going to these things. I think it's just the networking, like you've all said before, you know, just meeting people and learning from them. Anyway, so Tim said, well, look, you know, why don't you just you know, join the Private Label Legion, and I'm sure we'll have another conference one of these days. At that point, we thought, oh, in a couple of months, we might be all getting together again. And I think that was over a year or so ago now. So I've launched a few products already, and I've got about five more ready to go in the next month or two. Mentoring for me, has always been invaluable, even, you know, in the corporate world, in the business world, I've always had mentors. I think all of us really do in all aspects of life. But for me, coming into this world, having a business background myself, had a lot of knowledge about certain aspects of business. But, I mean, what a learning curve it's been for e-commerce. Like, I had no idea, and I still have a lot to learn. And I don't, like you guys said, I don't think I will ever be finished learning. I mean, especially in this space, because it's just changing so rapidly. But But for me, like coming into this group and all just other groups that I've, you know, like those free type ones that Tim was mentioning, just the things I've learned about what's actually available and, you know, like the Manny chats and the advertising and this and that. I didn't even know those things were available, you know. So it wasn't just about getting on Amazon, but it's also just been about the whole, the holistic approach to everything. And I mean, you know, this group especially, like the guests that you guys have on, the information's invaluable. Every week there's someone with something that we need to know, and it just takes you down another rabbit hole and you think, oh, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, or, you know, and you figure out eventually, you know, what you can do, what your limitations are. But basically, you know, I just think mentorship's invaluable in any walk of life. And yeah, like we've all said, you can get a lot from networking with people. But I think you really need someone like, you know, I actually reached out to Norm. I'd seen him on, I think, Danny McMillan's podcast before I even met Tim. And a lot of people I see on these different podcasts and things. And it's always good just to send a little message and reach out and say, you know, I really enjoyed it. I mean, I got so much value from that day, and I started following Norm. And I mean, the value that Norm brings to the group, and you too, Tim. Sorry, Tim. Don't want to forget about you.
I'm usually the afterthought. It's okay.
Just the guests that you guys have on, like, you know, there is, like I said, so much to learn. And yeah, just look forward to continuing to learn with you guys.
Well, Roz, you bring up a good point about bringing on experts. And when you go to a group, usually any paid group, or you could even see some freebies out there, but you're going to see a host of experts across the board that you might not think of are part of the group. So that's what I love about going in and checking out. I've been involved with maybe just going in and talking to a group here or there, and all of a sudden you know they've asked you to join, and you get questions that come in on Facebook or wherever, and you get to spread out your network and you get to meet some really cool people. And that's what either the paid or the free, but more what I've seen more is with the paid service, where you've got the bigger names that come in for the niche anyways, that can provide this information. You know, if you just have hundreds of thousands of people there and you join a group and it's free's what you pay for. That's what I see. Yep. And that's what I think a lot of guests think as well.
So I have
these experts. Sorry, Tim.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say these people are the reasons that we can then go ahead and scale our businesses, because, like I said, you might get to a certain point and you think, like me, for me, I look back and think, oh, my God, I've got, you know, I'm going to have 5 products going in a couple of weeks. That's amazing. Like a few, you know, last year I was struggling with getting my Amazon account open and nearly pulling my hair out with that. But, you know, now I'm at a point I've got 5 products. I'm like, oh, wow, that's awesome. How do I get to here? But now where do I go next? And then someone will come in as a speaker and you think, oh, wow, I hadn't thought of that. I have to do that. Like, this is how I'm going to scale the business.
Well, one of the things I wanted to add to this is shiny object syndrome. So a lot of people, I'll tell people not to join because you've already, like during a conversation, they'll come up and they'll say, oh, I belong to this group, I belong to this group, I belong to this group. And it's like, who do you listen to? You've got 10 different things coming at you. Everybody's got a slightly different way of doing it. You question everyone. So you're never, you're never in a funnel to get the right answers. And save your money. You don't need it. You know, if you want, you can go and listen to, you know, so-and-so. It's all about your personality too, isn't it? You know, you got to fit the personality. If somebody's got the wrong personality and they see how our group interacts, there's other groups out there too. So I would not recommend, if you're in 2 groups, 3 groups, to go and waste money on another group. Find a group, listen to the group. If you like it, continue. And a lot of groups do have some form of money back guarantee, right? Because it might not fit. So I don't know, Tim, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that fit matters. And one thing that I think there's a misconception that a group is a bunch of people listening to one person, a bunch of people listening to a mentor. I already said it before, like everybody on the screen is now a mentor of mine. Like I learned something. I would like to ask a question that I want the honest answer here. So Andre, I'm going to ask you because you're the most likely to be savage and rude and hurt my feelings. So, Tom and Cindy, I want to ask you the same thing. We'll use our group as an example since we're all members of it and we all understand it. What is actually more valuable? Is it, you know, Norm and I kind of leading the charge and bringing in, you know, outside guests and, you know, doing this thing several hours a week? Or is the value actually the other members that you now have access to and communicate with and learn from and share with? Is it the members or is it the leadership?
I mean, I think it's both because leaders are coming in and kind of sparking interest in like what are like different things we've never heard of, like Etsy on demand and how to like increase your profitability on each product or something like that. But then you see members like actually actively doing it within our Facebook group and kind of like, you're like, okay, I need to like be doing more of that. There is a lot and that any object syndrome is kind of a lot. So I've kind of made it my goal this year that every time you guys do bring up something new that either learned in the group from someone else or learned from someone on the Thursday calls from these just like on people in the industry that I actually Sorry, what's that?
Oh, it sounds like your Wi-Fi is cut out, Andrea. You were freezing for a bit.
Oh, sorry.
I think we heard most of it, though.
Yeah, we. I think we did.
So continuing that question, Tom and Cindy, I'll ask you the same thing. And the context of this is, no matter what group everybody's looking at, do you think that they need to be looking at the membership as well as the leadership because they're equally important or one is more important than the other?
Well, I think what Jim starts with, Tim, obviously the charisma comes from the leadership, which brings people in initially, but, or if they connect with the leader, or who they think is really good. I know, but as you get involved in a group, like we've been involved here, we've got some great information from just interaction with folks, things that we didn't realize, hey, that'd be a better way to do PPC management or searching for different ways to source products or different shipping methods, that we didn't even know about that you didn't bring them up, Tim. We found out in the group on some things. And I think what's important for us is as we kind of, work together, it's been great to have like Norm and Tim, obviously you guys are leading it, but Tim, the guests that you brought in, I mean, we learned a plethora from those guys. And I think maybe you and Norman as well, you bring a guest and you're like, wow, that's great stuff I need to know about. So I think it's a culmination for sure. But I think it's also when you guys kind of created a family atmosphere. Mm-hmm. We're all pulling for each other. We want to help each other. We want to see everybody succeed. That is truly invaluable. So to say that, yes, it's kind of a, like what Andrew said, it's a full thing. Leadership is key. You guys have been able to bring on some excellent guests that has completely helped double, triple, quadruple X our business just because of that. So it's kind of all, but that's our point.
So I think something that's been really important for me is the transparency and the trust that we have in our group. I trust Tim. I trust Norm. I met Norm at a women's conference last
year. Just say that line again. I met Norm at a women's conference.
That sounds very on brand, Norm.
And I had a question for him. I had never met him before, but I saw him as like this guru in this space. And I thought, well, I'm not going to leave this conference without going up, introducing myself and meeting him. And, you know, he's Norm. He's like, there was no standoffish to him or anything like that. It was great to meet him. And so I feel that trust in your group is really valuable too. Like, there are people in our group that we trust, we can bounce things off of, we can share our next product idea with, and we know that they're not running to a factory to, you know, beat us to the punch or whatnot. So I think in the group, you know, I value Tim and Norm, but I value the people in our group as well. And I think trust is a huge part of that.
It's interesting you're talking about that, because today's coaching call, we have 2 hours of diving into people's personal products, which is not something I've ever seen. So we don't require people to share their products. We don't, you know, you definitely don't have to, but there's been so much value in people that have said, hey, I want to share my research methods, or I want to share my listings, and I want everybody to brainstorm this. So today we're going to, it's scheduled for 2 hours. It'll probably be much longer than 2 hours on a Zoom call, but I have, I think, 5 people who sent me their listings, their product research, their potential products, and we're all going to dive in and like help each other. And the people that have done that in the past said it was completely invaluable to have all those brains looking at it. And, you know, the truth is when you find the right research methods for products, it's not competitive. Like, I know what Tom and Cindy sell. Are they great products? Sure. Could I replicate them if I wanted to? But I don't need to, because once you figure out the methods that are correct, there's an unending supply of opportunity. Right. So I think that's interesting, talking about trust, especially considering today we're going to be looking at like 5 people's products, which is kind of cool.
So let's I guess we should probably just mention the giveaway again. So hashtag mentor, you'll get a free 3-month membership over at Centurion League. And all you need to enter twice is hashtag mentor and tag 2 people in the group. The other thing is we've got a bunch of questions, I think, Kels.
Yeah, so one just came in talking with the group. Would this mentorship be suitable for Canadian sellers selling in the USA and looking to sell in the Canadian market as well?
Well, Norm, you're in Canada. you're probably a good person to answer that.
Yeah, I can't see why not. There might be some slight differences if you're going through, if you have a Canadian business. But no, I know I've talked to a lot of different Canadians that have businesses set up here. We've got we had prior to the shutdown, a fairly large Amazon group in Toronto that met. And everything that we talk about anyways, any Canadian selling in the U.S. Now, there are differences in Canada. So there's a few differences in Canada. But, you know, if you were to ask those questions, or if you're talking about certain things like shipping, is crazy here in Canada. The additional cost, up here. There's advertising breakdown. What can you really expect? If you have a lower priced item, like for me, a bar of soap, that sucked. I learned my lesson. Who's going to pay, you know, $14 for a bar of soap, which is $10 in the States, and pay another, you know, $7.95 for shipping? I'll take it all day long if somebody wants to pay me $20 for a bar of soap. But that was a learning curve here in Canada. So there are some things that we can talk about in the group. We have a lot of international people in the group, by the way. And again, it's not about the group. It's in general.
Yeah. I think that's what's cool about e-commerce, is it's kind of removed borders, right? Aside from the time zone difference and Roslyn having to wake up at 4 a.m. to get her hair as beautiful as it is right now. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, and not even in Centurion League, but, you know, I have personal friends that are e-commerce sellers all over the world. And when it comes to the basics of selling online, creating an e-commerce business, it doesn't matter where you are, right? How you research, how you run PPC, how you optimize, how you brand, how you, what other platforms to use, what other traffic sources you find for marketing, doesn't really matter. Now, some of the cool things about the group, like talking about the members, I don't know what's required to set up a U.S. entity if I'm not in the U.S. But like every day there's a discussion on it in our private Facebook group from one of our members who is outside the U.S. who set up a U.S. entity that's advising that. So again, I get to learn stuff that I'd never come across if I wasn't involved in some sort of community.
Very good. Kels, are there any more?
Not specifically questions.
Oh, okay. Well, I saw a lot of comments coming. I thought there were some questions tied into it.
Yeah, Mark, we haven't picked on you at all. Kind of talk briefly about like where you see your business going now in 2021. Because I know, you know, you're a little more advanced than maybe some of the sellers I see in the e-commerce community. Talk about just the opportunity this year and where you see things going.
Yeah, it's my biggest thing is I think inventory management is going to be the kind of the big thing, kind of getting that under control. And you kind of got to set up a foundation is kind of the way I look at it. You know, I launched my first product, had some inventory issues, but I think I've finally, knock on wood, got it under control where I'm going to have a you know, good control over that. I've launched my second product. Same thing. I made sure to be able to have the adequate inventory and make plans for it, warehousing and things like that here in the States. I think it might be a little big, but, you know, I have two products now. By the year's end, I would like to have six products going. You know, that's my goal by the end of the year. And I think it's doable.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you. Give you guys the credit for it. Like I said, you guys in the group, it's been awesome. Like I said, the scaling is the amazing part. It's, you know, planning, scaling. And like I said, it's just been really great.
Awesome. Thanks. You're muted, buddy.
I feel like this whole time we've been pitching you guys and not giving like tangible info what I hope is.
Well, I think that the tangible info, because here's the thing, me and Norm are normal dudes. Right. Like Norm was talking about the last time me and him got to hang out in person. We were in Vegas sitting at a cigar bar with Kevin King, and we were literally sitting there talking about our screw ups in life. Like within our private group, like we've all seen Norm cry, like talking about experiences. Sorry to pick on you, buddy. And what's interesting is the fact that we're all normal, the fact that we all have the same struggles, the same problems, the same baggage in our lives, the same reasons why we shouldn't succeed, like make us stronger together. So I think the tangible kind of content from this, Andre, to your point, is like, it doesn't matter what group you're involved with. It doesn't matter how many groups you're involved with, like, but you have to be involved with a group because life is too short to try to figure it out on your own. And sometimes building a business is too hard to do it on your own too. And having someone that can support you in a group that can support you and learn from, and literally sometimes just cry with. That sounds terrible. That sounds cheesy, but like you have to have that. And I'll never forget that cigar lounge experience, Norm, because me, you and Kevin are sitting there and this guy walks up to us and he says, "Hey, I'm really sorry to interrupt you. Can I have just a moment of your time?" And I thought he was like a staff member. He's like, you guys are like famous. And we were like, what? He said, my friend has to meet you. My friend's going to die to meet you. And he brings his friend over there. And the whole time I'm thinking, how bizarre is this? Because I'm not any smarter than these guys. Like Kevin is no more, you know, brilliant than these two strangers that walked up to us. And we're like, well, sit down and talk to us. And they're like successful business owners in a different way, you know? And what I realized is like, we're all on the same level playing field. And you have to be reminded of that sometimes by being in a community. And that community is going to help you take advantage of the opportunities that are out there. You just can't do it on your own.
Yeah.
Very good. Sorry, very well said.
No, Andrea, I count on you to always call us out. So thank you.
No, I think it's a no-brainer. Like, if you're not in a mentorship, something like this, and I've researched literally all of them, then you're really missing out.
The one thing I can tell people, and I don't slam any groups, but if you see somebody sitting on a Lamborghini going like this, quick cash, run. You know, you don't want that. You want sincerity. You want, I mean, this is an uphill battle. It's not making $1 million overnight. It's a lot of us are working to, you know, we have a full-time job and we're trying to make something on the side. And some of us have left that full-time job and are making it through Amazon because, you know, they're, you become an expert. So just be careful. There are, you can't, it's very tempting. I can tell you just from 30 years of experience, it's very tempting to go after the quick cash route and it never works out. The person at the other end makes it, you know, but it's very hard for the actual member to make it. But anyways, hey, we have gone through an hour. It's almost time for Wheel of Kelsey. We'll give one more shout out. If anybody need or has a question for the group, please ask it now. And if not, we're going to go over to Wheel of Kelsey.
Well, and while he's pulling it up, I appreciate you guys letting me eat my Chick-fil-A. While I was eating my Chick-fil-A sandwich, Tom Norton messaged me on my cell phone and said, "Hey, buddy, you have mustache in, or mustard in your mustache." Yeah, well, Chick-fil-A sandwiches don't have mustard, Tom, but good try.
Oh, man. I wish.
I know, right?
Hey, Noel.
Yes.
And before we go, can I just add one more thing I think we haven't touched on? And that is, you know, we've talked a lot about what we get from the group. And I think motivation as well is something that, like you said, if you're doing it on your own, some days you're having those bad days and, you could just walk away from things. But it's really great to get that motivation from other people, yourself, you and Tim, guest speakers, even if you don't do all the things that they want, you know, that they offer. But it just keeps you motivated, keeps you on track with your goals and, you know, pushing forward. And just sharing your success as well. Like, we all share our successes, not just our problems.
Very good. Yep. Thank you.
That last comment that came in, Tom and Cindy Norton are super cute. 35 years. Well, at least half of that couple is cute. The other one's name is Tom.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead, Kelsey.
All right.
So it's one, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here we go.
So this is, what's the prize here? It's 3 months free of Centurion League.
Yep.
Yes.
Wow. Can I?
You guys are generous.
Bye, that come up.
All right, Kels, hit that button. Wheel of Kelsey, let's get going. Or is it not working?
2, 1.
Okay. Here we go.
I love that logo in the middle.
Oh, Nick S.
Nick is from YouTube.
Very good, Nick.
Nick S. from YouTube. Send an email to info@privatelabellegion.com and say, "Hey, I just won the prize. Give me my free stuff."
Yep, exactly.
Info@privatelabellegion.com.
Yeah, and you can double up if you want to just give Kelsey the info as well. So we'll get you that. Congratulations. So I think it's the end of the podcast. Unless there's anything else anybody else wants to say.
Can I weigh in that Kelsey gave a great presentation actually last week. So
there we go.
Spice it up a little bit. Bringing up, stepping up your social media game. So I just want to give a shout out to that too. So
it was my very first presentation. So I was,
you did great.
Yes. Okay. You did okay. No, you did great. All right. So, hey guys, I really appreciate everybody coming onto the podcast today and sharing your time with us. It's great. Like I said, Tim and I couldn't do this without you guys. And I'm just glad that we had the opportunity to share some of the things and the reasons why mentoring is so important. So that being
before we leave, I think there's one question that's sneaked in. What is included in the mentorship program and how much does it cost?
The list is huge. I would go to thecenturionleague.com. It's a big list and it's changing constantly. We haven't even updated the website with all the new features we've put in, but I think without spending 5 minutes, that's the best way to check it out. So thecenturionleague.com.
Right. Now, the pricing and everything is there. Again, we don't want to pitch the mentoring program on the show. So if you're interested, you can check it out there.
All of our guests have already done that for us.
Yeah, there we go. All right, everybody. Thanks. We'll see you tomorrow. And guest tomorrow is Kevin King. So he's coming on for his monthly talk about Amazon, what's happening in the Amazon space right now. And once again, too, about Kevin, check out his $1 billion Seller Summit. There's I don't know who the speakers are, but he always puts together a really great lineup. That's it, people. Thank you.
Thank you. 100, 100, 100.